Welcome to another episode of Pixel Pachyderms. I'm Ava, your host for today's deep dive into the creative sandbox of Mechanical Mayhem, The Siege. So, grab your schematics and gear up, because we're about to explore the intricate world of this fascinating physics-based building game. First up, let's talk about what makes The Siege such a standout in its genre. Essentially, this game falls squarely into the sandbox and simulation genres, offering a rich tapestry of challenges for you to tackle using your mechanical ingenuity. Your goal is to construct medieval siege engines to complete a variety of scenarios. That's right, each level typically presents unique challenges, from demolishing robust fortresses to transporting objects or annihilating armies. But beware, these objectives can sometimes be less straightforward than they appear. This is where the beauty of the game emerges. It's all about the building and the chaos that often ensues. Visually, The Siege is a treat for the eyes. You're presented with an array of lush, charmingly stylized environments, a kind of low-poly, fairy tale aesthetic that contrasts delightfully with the chaos you'll create as your contraptions come to life, or fall apart. The game's visual style is distinct, avoiding hyperrealism in favor of clean, effective design that keeps the focus on the machines and their interactions with the environment. Now, let's consider the control systems for The Siege. On the PC, you have the keyboard and mouse setup, which feels intuitive as you drag and drop components, tweak your machine's design, and engage the simulation. The controls are optimized to ensure a smooth building experience, allowing you to focus on the creativity of your constructions. The interface is user-friendly, and if you're diving in for the first time, there's a gentle learning curve supported by a helpful tutorial system to guide you through the core mechanics. As for other platforms, besides being available on PC, The Siege is also playable on macOS and Linux, expanding its accessibility to a broader range of players who might be interested in this type of unique puzzle-solving gameplay. When talking about similar games, The Siege shares some creative elements with titles like Kerbal Space Program or Scrap Mechanic. These games similarly encourage you to build, test, and refine unique vehicles, though they each carry their own thematic flair, whether it's space exploration or crafting complex machinery. But why might a gamer want to sidestep The Siege? Well, if you're not inclined towards sandbox-style games that require patience and experimentation, this might not be the best fit. The game thrives on trial and error, and sometimes the hours spent refining a build can feel monotonous if you're seeking immediate action or story-driven experiences. Moreover, players who aren't fans of open-ended puzzles might find the game a bit too freeform, which could lead to frustration if you prefer more guided experiences. But for those who enjoy tinkering and have a love for physics-based challenges, The Siege offers an innovative outlet for your creativity. In conclusion, The Siege provides a fascinating sandbox of engineering escapades where creativity and destruction go hand in hand. It's a game that invites you to explore the depths of mechanical strategy in beautifully crafted worlds. Whether you're a DIY enthusiast with a penchant for medieval mechanics or just someone seeking a fun diversion with plenty of room for improvisation, this game promises hours of mind-bending fun. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Pixel Pachyderms. Until next time, keep those gears turning and happy gaming!